This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. As COVID-19 hospitalizations remain high in New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed an executive order on Friday that enables hospitals to plan for a crisis standard of care when they'll need to ration care because they lack the resources to meet demand. Albuquerque hospitals are working to stave off the crisis. UNM Hospital Chief Medical Officer Dr. Irene Agostini at a press conference Monday said that rationing care is a difficult decision that no one wants to make.
You know, if you're on the battlefield, that's one thing. But in a hospital, we never want to do that to our people in New Mexico.
Officials from New Mexico's three largest hospital systems said at the press conference that they're working under contingency care standards to maintain their limited capacity by approaching staffing and space creatively. The Gibson Medical Center, Albuquerque's old Loveless Hospital, is one such space. New Mexico Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins announced the opening in a video last month.
We'll be able to house the patients who are not quite ready to go home, but they don't need acute services in a hospital.
The state and Army Corps of Engineers spent $3.6 million renovating Gibson in the spring, according to the Albuquerque Journal, but only recently opened its doors with 31 available beds. Hospital officials say to avert crisis care standards, they've also brought in traveling nurses and reassigned staff. Hospital officials are also calling on New Mexicans to do their part by wearing masks and practicing social distancing. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.